Fall of Equestria, Bringer of Doom. Chapter 1, Reckoning of Lead. The slapping of flesh on flesh echoed throughout the once great halls of Canterlot Castle. Banners of the once mighty twin sisters Celestia and Luna were crumpled to the sides of the halls and burned in piles that reeked of oil. The flags of Equestria were replaced by those that carried the curved Cervidae horns over a red backdrop. The once great window panes that proudly shone with the history of Equestria's greatest triumphs were melted or shattered across the floor. Where the twin thrones for the royal sisters stood, a group of invaders had situated themselves, lost in the throes of their carnal pleasure. In the midst were a group of struggling mares, fighting their captors to no avail, as the two unicorn mares had their horns severed, while the Pegasi had their wings bound. A mix of tears and blood stained the once pristine marble floor below the group. The air was filled with a musky scent, and the muffled screams of mares of all professions. Today, Equestria's fall had arrived. Across the land, caribou of great magic and might laid siege to the once formidable nation of Equestria. Mares across the country were being taken advantage of, stripped, and taught their proper places through either sheer brute force, or the otherworldly magic that the caribou grand elders had mastered, warping the minds of stallions everywhere to fight their female captors and rise to true male glory. Where the once untouchable, incorruptible ruler of the sun, Princess Celestia herself sat, instead was a caribou of unrivaled might and intellect. Upon his lap, naked and panting as though she were in heat, was the Bitch of the Sun herself, riding the mighty cock of King Dane. Dane's right hand shot up from its place on Celestia's thigh to roughly grope her left tit, squeezing it and molding it before his eyes like a prize that he had so rightfully earned. The once great ruler of the sun moaned in both pain and ecstasy from Dane's fondling.
"You're lucky I didn't have to show you your place with my bare hands, you cunt,"
he whispered on an especially hard thrust. Celestia cried in pain as she felt Dane slam into her further. Tears streamed down her face as her heart ached in pain. The inhibitor atop her horn crackled as it held back Celestia's magic. The runes on it were all too familiar to the Alicorn.
"Look what we managed to find, father."
Dane smirked as he watched his sons dragging a crying purple unicorn mare into the room. Her eyes locked on Celestia as she broke down into hysterical sobs.
It's my...
Celestia screamed as Dane slammed into her again.
"You will speak when addressed, cunt,"
he yelled before smacking her off of his lap. Dane stood over Celestia as he stroked his length.
"Now open wide, bitch, it's feeding time,"
he grunted, before emptying his balls onto her pristine white coat. Behind him, Dane could hear the tearing of fabric and the choked screams of Celestia's apprentice, as the sons went to town on the mare's throat.
"By the god, she's a tight one! You'd think this cunt never took it before!"
The king of the caribou stood proudly over his accomplishments thus far. Celestia laid his hooves, his sons have taken their prize of Celestia's finest bitch, and Equestria is on the brink of becoming the revolution for male superiority everywhere. This would be remembered as the day Dane had changed the world for the better. He inhaled deeply, savoring the aroma of his victory and his new empire. Beneath the lost caves of the Everfree stood a massive set of doors. The stone constructs were etched with thousands upon thousands of soul-laced runes, which once powered the doors enough to withstand the mightiest onslaught of Tartarus's most grievous beasts. Now, though, it stood as a flimsy wall, sapped by the caribou sorcerers until the runes were faded and grayed out. The doors that could hold against armies barely managed to halt the wind that tunneled through. It was as weak as it was forgotten and isolated. Demonic energy rippled between the crevices of the door, surging forward as it pried the doors apart. Cracks and fractures hairlined out from the sudden burst of demonic intervention. As parts of the doors began to break away, the doors to Tartarus opened once more and revealed a single demon. There was no army marching onward, no roars or shrieks to signal the end, only a single, staggering demon. It towered over 3 meters in height on two hooves, covered a head of hoof and thick red skin that was thicker than any armor. At least it would have been if it were not for the gaping hole where its right arm would have been. The Baron of Hell struggled to dredge forward, bleeding a trail as it limped on. Its knees threatened to cave in from the extent of damage, and it clutched at its stump in an act of futility, trying to find a way to end its horrible pain. Unfortunately for the Baron, its end was upon it. A green blur shot forth from the ruined gates, a whirring noise accompanying its charge. It slammed into the back of the Baron's knees and sent it toppling over. Seconds later, the legs were severed by the motorized chain as the Baron pulled itself along the ground with its last limb. The green figure walked upon to the Baron's face and looked it in the eyes, reflecting its terror back at it with a transparent golden visor, before bringing up both of its fists and slamming them into the demon's eyes. Gray matter and skull fragments exploded from the remains of the demon's skull, coating the green armor in an even fresher sheen of gore. The figure looked up and around himself as he grunted in annoyance. Once again, he was led out of hell at some kind of junction between worlds. However, it wasn't entirely red, nor was it covered entirely in sand, so it wasn't his intended destination.
"I apologize for the lack of directions,"
the backup of Mars sentient intelligence, Vega, echoed in his helmet.
"I am unfamiliar with any of the maps that lay outside of recently explored areas. As I do not have access to any UAC equipment in the state, I..."
The Doom guy silenced his companion with a swift knock to his own helmet.
I would advise against such means of intervention, sir. You would likely bring more harm to yourself than to me in long-term damage.
Doom guy grunted in annoyance again. Without warning, his HUD began to blink and highlight a trail into the... It was colored like his armor, except more vibrant. Well, whatever it was, it made him angrier just looking at it.
I'm detecting surges of Argent energy across multiple channels. It is likely that there's a demonic incursion in this dimension. My scanners are reading a minimum of several hundred in close vicinity. Will you intervene?
Vega asked. The Doom guy responded by bringing out his combat shotgun and pumping it. Dane turned to see one of his archmagus, Carmine, burst through the doors to the throne room, screaming in agony as he clutched his horns.
Carmine, what are you doing?
Dane asked.
The Slayer! He is upon us!
He yelled, red flashing in his eyes.
He has come for us! He will bring ruin and death to everything that we have accomplished! He will show no mercy! He will spare none! The world will drown in our blood! Oh!
Several other Magi began screaming in agony, the runic symbols on their bodies glowing with rage as they burned their hides. Carmine pulled out his dagger and brought it to his neck.
Gods have no mercy! We are abandoned! Nothing will stop him!
He shouted before plunging the blade into his throat and jerking it to the side to split his neck open. The Magi before Dane repeated the action, executing themselves as their screams were drowned out by those in the streets, witnessing the mass suicide as the battle for Canterlot raged on outside. Dane watched in horror, as his greatest line of control over Equestria suddenly killed themselves in mass, screaming of the Slayer.
The Slayer?
Dane thought, as he heard the shrieks of the horrors. There was something about this world that was familiar to the Doom Marine. The colors were disgustingly vivid, and the tall brown things around him wanted him to bring out the chainsaw again, which Vega managed to help him fix with an Argent something or other, and cut down everything before him. However, it also felt like he was reliving some part of his past before he went to hell. Something that he may have missed. Although, it was hard to tell when there were so many things to kill. These were strange hell creatures, being made out of the brown stuff, but they kept getting back together, bigger and stronger every time he tore them to pieces. It was actually pretty fun being able to kill them again and again, until it pissed him off. He pulled out his plasma rifle and that was the end of that story. Now he is reaching the end of what Vega called a forest and heard something scream. It wasn't the cry of an imp, nor was it the shriek of a lost soul, thankfully, but it was a singular sound, without echoes or presence. For some reason it was a higher pitch than most of what the Doom Marine could remember, and he had a hint of his favorite reaction. Fear. The Doom Marine approached the end of the canopy, and what he saw was... something. There were about seven figures that were... well, he didn't want to describe them. Instead of the red hardening flesh that he was used to beating, stabbing, shooting, exploding, or ripping apart, they were covered in fur. Six of them were shades of brown and had large horns on their heads and wore nothing from the waist down. However, the seventh was yellow and pink and had wings. It was screaming as the others ripped its knot armor off and proceeded to drag it across the dirt and take advantage of it. The Doom Marine was familiar with such scenes, and he had stumbled onto a few demons doing so in his earlier days when hell was full of life. They began to stroke themselves onto the screaming creature, one of them stuffing itself into the screaming one's mouth. Doom Guy silently thanked it for shutting it up.
I'm detecting language patterns similar to the ones in hell. Activating translators.
Vega announced. Doom Guy silently cursed Vega as he heard them talk.
Oh god, this con is tight. Yeah, but her scream feels so good on my cock.
Doom Guy looked to his side to see a large mass of dark brown fur and blood to the side, with some knives sticking out of it. Beside the pile were tiny crying things that were watching the scene unfold, with looks of horror etched onto their tiny faces. Bored of what these things were doing, the Doom Marine grunted and went to find another
Angel Bunny!
The yellow one screamed.
Bunny.
Doom Guy froze. Something about that word was familiar with him. It brought back pain and something else that he only felt when he ripped an imp in half. Curious of the connection, Doom Guy turned to see one of the brown things holding a...
Daisy.
Time stopped for the Doom Marine. Pain and happiness alike flooded his mind as visions of a white bunny prancing around a meadow flashed before his eyes. He watched as she skipped about the flowers and twitched her little nose with those shining blue eyes, pleading the same question as the bunny before him did.
Why?
Please no!
The yellow one cried out as the brown one before her shook the bunny.
Little cocksucker thinks he can insult me by pelting me with carrots. I'll fucking show you.
The brown one grabbed the bunny's head and snapped it around with a sickening crack. And then, the world went red.
Rip and tear.
Doom Guy watched with a frozen heart as the bunny was released carelessly and flopped onto the ground with a blank face, the yellow one screaming out his name.
Angel!
Rip and tear.
Something in Doom Guy's mind began to burn with an intensity that he had not felt for 1,000 years. Memories of the demons invading Earth, destroying cities and Daisy.
Rip and tear!
Doom Guy pulled out a shotgun and charged at them. Fluttershy wept in pain and sorrow as she watched Angel's lifeless body fall to the ground, and the caribou behind her mercilessly pounding into her once virgin behind. She felt numb at his actions, only able to cry the loss of life around her. Harry lay dead and skinned, Margaret and the other birds were thrown into the river, and now Angel was dead, all trying to save her. She wasn't worth this loss. She didn't want them to die like this. She didn't want to lose herself like this, and she prayed for any pony, anyone, anything to stop this. One of the caribou by Harry's remains suddenly exploded into a shower of gore, as a massive figure in green blood-stained armor charged forth, holding a weapon with a smoking barrel. One of the caribou tried to react, but it was already upon him. It grabbed the caribou's right arm by the wrist and pulled. Flesh and bone tore as the arm was ripped straight from a socket. Before he had a chance to scream, the monster swung the arm right at his head, smashing it inwards and embedding the arm elbow first into his face. It stood there, and glared sheer rage into the other four caribou, before it punched the underside of its weapon and charged once more. The third caribou managed to pull out his hammer, but wasn't able to do much else, as the beast used its momentum to slam its foot into his knee. The caribou cried out in agony as his leg crumpled underneath the metal-clad monster before another thundering burst from his weapon blew his head into a red mist. Another pump and the monster turned around to be met with a blunt end of a warhammer. However, when it impacted its head, the stone broke apart into dust on impact. The monster replied by grabbing the caribou by an antler and holding him at least a foot off the ground as it dropped the weapon. The beast brought its fist into the caribou's jaw three times, caving in his muzzle and skull through sheer brute force. It dropped the corpse without hesitation and turned to the last two, craning its neck and letting out a crack. It stomped its way forward, and Fluttershy felt the caribou behind her pull out as she was pushed before it.
"Take the bitch, just please spare us!"
he cried. Fluttershy watched in horror as it approached her, cracking its knuckles as it stepped right over her. Fluttershy watched on in horror as the monster launched itself onto the last two, grabbing them by their necks and slamming their heads into each other, repeating the action faster and faster, sending bits of blood, skull, and gray matter flying everywhere. Once they were nothing more than bloody messes, it dropped the corpses onto the ground and looks right down at her. The Pegasus tried to cover herself in any way as to not appear as vulnerable as she'll ever be, but the thing before her seemed immediately different. It didn't look at her. It was looking at Angel's body. It walked right past her, and with the delicate hands, picked up Angel and slowly slid its fingers down Angel's eyes, closing them.
What are you?
She managed. It put down Angel, looked at her, and uttered one word that would echo throughout the world.
Doom.
I'm pretty sure that if you put up anyone against a whole army of demons, Doomguy is the only one that can take them all down. Others probably wouldn't do as much damage as he would. Anyways, let's move on to our angelic donators. Top donators: TacoCat598, Peter Coldhard, J Tin Man, Darkside, Gauntlet, and Only One Thing, Zarsex30, Strix, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Drake Love Dragon, Pastel Skies, Austin Roland, CrazyKiller557, Stu Hex, Dospo, Madman Stan, Delta Omega, Jack Edge, RuneScythe9852, Hansen Roman, Stephen Bingham, LineGod12, and many more heavenly people. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.